WRCR, first with Rockland Traffic.
Rocklanders, your attention, please.
For talk that'll have you slapping your knees.
Remember, there's only one place to go.
AM 1300, Steve and Sophie's Morning Show.
We'll bring you your news, your traffic, and weather.
Spend your mornings with us. Let's spend them together.
Share your opinions. Give us your take.
We'll do the rest. We'll keep you awake.
That's the Rockland County Morning Show with Steve Fussell
and Sophia Salas on WRCR AM 1300.
Music and religion for the Spanish community here in Rockland. Join us for the Redemption, Sundays from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. and again 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. right here at AM 1300, WRCR, your hometown radio station.
Rockland County is a very special place, and the climate here is very unique. Often the Rockland County weather patterns are very different from surrounding areas. I'm WRCR meteorologist Mark Haddock, celebrating 30 years of predicting Rockland County weather. Be sure to listen throughout each day for the most accurate weather forecast for the local area on Radio Rockland, WRCR, or log on anytime to WRCR.com.
Weather.
A huge storm system that centered right over central Ontario will be really the dominant weather feature over the next 3 to 4 days. And for us, that equals spectacular October weather. It's not often that we get cooler air on a south to southwesterly wind, but that air is sweeping right across central Canada and actually arriving from the southwest around that low. So that equals dry weather, and it will be dry. Mostly clear skies for tonight and lows, a cold 30 to 35 frost likely, and then for both tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny skies, and it'll be breezy tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, and Sunday 55 to 60, Monday in the low 60s. For Radio Rockland 1300, this is meteorologist Mark Hannock.
Up-to-the-minute weather information is always available on the AM 1300 website. Day or night, when you want the weather, check our website at WRCR.com. And the current temperature is 54.
WRCR. WRCR. AM 1300. Rockland County's hometown radio station.
The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
And you're listening to Health in 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland, and it's streaming live at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse, Barbara Ficarro. Health in 30's website is up and running, so check it out. Go to healthin30.com. That's healthin30.com. You can listen to audio, sign up for free newsletters, get all of the information from all of the shows, and more. Don't forget to check it out. Go to healthin30.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us. Today, joining us from Medford, Oregon, is Dr. Robin Miller. Dr. Miller is board certified in internal medicine, and she practices integrative medicine at the Triune Med Clinic. Dr. Miller trained with the world-renowned pioneer of integrative medicine, Dr. Andrew T. Weil. Integrative medicine is more than traditional medicine. It's about the mind, body, and soul. Call in with any questions for Dr. Miller at 845-624-1300. Hi, Dr. Miller. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Miller? Hello? Hi, Dr. Miller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for joining us today. How is it out there in Oregon today?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, great. Well, first for the listeners, why don't you let everyone know what integrative medicine is first?
Well, integrative medicine is an approach that uses both conventional and complementary medicine. It is really based on the whole approach to the patient, mind, body, and spirit, with the idea that the body really is a wonderful organism that can heal itself when given the opportunity. And so basically what we try and do is, help with healing.
Now, why did you decide to practice integrative medicine? You're a traditionally trained physician, so what made you decide to study integrative medicine?
Well, I think I always was interested in it. When I was in medical school, my very first patient that I saw in physical diagnosis was a patient with breast cancer. And she, at the time, this was way back in the 70s, we didn't have a lot to offer people with breast cancer, particularly ones with metastases, and that's what she had. And she was told by her doctors that, she needed to settle her affairs and, she didn't have long to live. And, in talking to her, she said, there's no way I'm ready to die. I have to see my daughter graduate in a year and a half, and I'm going to do it. I don't really care what they say. And sure enough, that's what happened. She lived long enough to see her daughter graduate. And I knew then that there was more to medicine than I was being taught in medical school, and my patients have continually taught me that. And so, I was conventionally trained, and I did practice in a conventional manner until one day, several years ago, I was writing out my 10th prescription for a patient and thought, I'm not doing this patient any good, and this isn't what I went to medical school for. And I quit, and I did this fellowship with Andrew Weil in integrative medicine and have completely changed the way I approach patients now.
What was that like, training with Dr. Weil?
It was a wonderful opportunity, really wonderful.
Now, how involved is the training that you go through?
Well, mine was an online fellowship, but it also involved going there to Arizona. It was 2 years. He's very involved in the whole program, both online and when you go visit. And you basically learn different modalities and kind of learn different way of thinking about things and different approaches to patients.
Now, do you learn all about the different types of vitamins and herbal supplements and things like that?
Yeah, and you learn about acupuncture, mind-body therapies, different ways of interviewing patients, maybe to help motivate them to make some changes in their life. Several different, it basically kind of gives you the platter of opportunities that you have to offer to patients to heal.
Right. So if someone comes into your office, is it more for preventative measures with things, or are they there with an illness and you're incorporating traditional medicine with the integrative approach, or is it both?
It's usually both. There are some patients that come and they're healthy and they just want to know what they can do to maintain their health and if perhaps there's some things they can do to be even healthier. And then there are other people that come who, are wondering how they, can be treated differently. Maybe they're on 27 different medicines and want to know if they can get some changed or eliminated and how they can improve their health through different lifestyle choices and changes. And
how often does that happen where someone comes in and they're on medications, prescription medications, and they can slowly be weaned from those and maybe take more herbal supplements or vitamins? Does that happen where they can totally get off the prescription medicines?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Now, what would that, for what type of illness is it for all the variety of things?
Well, the ones who usually end up being able to come off their medicines are people who are overweight, who have high cholesterol and high blood pressure, who really haven't given exercise and dietary lifestyle changes a try. And those people, usually, if you have obese or severely overweight people, if you can get them fit with exercise and diet changes, oftentimes you can get them off their blood pressure medicine and their cholesterol medications. And there's sometimes, what I'll do is I'll switch them over from a statin drug to maybe an herbal form of a drug that may help lower their cholesterol, because I've gotten the cholesterol down enough that will work.
And how often do you see the patients? Is it they come into your office once and then you don't see them again for, 6 months? Or could it be a weekly thing
Well, the way it usually works is we see people for an hour and a half visit.
Okay.
In which case, at that point we address, just about everything you can think of. Mind, body, spirit, the whole evaluation. And then usually what I'll do is I'll have people come back in 2 to 3 weeks where I've actually really sat down with everything they've told me, all their records, and come up with a plan for them. And then when they come back, we go over that plan. And oftentimes, you know, it's good to do it that way because there are a lot of suggestions, and it can be overwhelming.
Right. Now, if they come in, and you obviously would do blood work with them, and then, is that right? You would.
It depends.
Oh, okay.
There's some people that already have all their blood work with them.
Oh, okay.
They've seen their, you know, they are coming to me for a consult.
Right. So you can look at that blood work, though, and say they may need this herb or this vitamin, and can you just explain that whole process of the herbal supplements and the vitamins, because that's... There's so many different things. I'm in the news. I guess the ginkgo biloba and all those different type of things. And right, they're specific for certain illnesses, though.
Right.
Or maybe I shouldn't even call it illnesses, just for certain conditions. Or
yeah, and you know, for some people they're fine.
Right.
But you know, to be honest with you, most of the time people come, the people that with on all that stuff,
right,
that come to me, I end up taking them off a lot of it.
Okay. Now, right, that would be an important point, though, that people may think they can go into a health food store and they're bombarded with all these vitamins, herbal supplements, they can just take them on their own without being monitored. That could be a dangerous type thing.
It can. Right? And in fact, there was a big thing on the news last night, and it was on national news, about how, you know, some people don't realize there's interaction between certain herbs and they have to be really careful. Like, for instance, St. John's wort can conflict with birth control pills.
Okay.
And cause decreased effectiveness. So that's not a good thing.
Right.
People who are being treated for organ transplants on cyclosporin,
okay,
St. John's wort can lower their cyclosporin levels. And there have been cases of people that have rejected organs on St. John's wort.
Wow.
So although herbs can be effective, they also, you know, you really need to tell people you're on them and to note that there's interactions with those. Natural doesn't mean necessarily safe.
Right. So it's important, though, that a person or a patient really is being seen by a healthcare professional and not doing this on their own, because it could just open them up to so many things that are not good.
Right. And, you know, there's certain things that can, you know, up your levels of drugs, that of your conventional drugs. So, you know, you have to be really careful.
Right. Now, are there any guidelines with the food markets provide these natural supplements? Are there any federal regulations?
No,
there's not. Now, do you think, though, with the advent, though, really of integrative medicine, that will change? Or
I think it's going to.
Yeah.
I do think eventually it will. But, you know, the thing is, you don't know if what you're getting is really what you're getting.
Right.
You know, they tested the various preparations of saw palmetto that men take for their prostates.
Right.
And even the Costco brand had less than they said it had. So
right,
you have to be really careful.
Yeah, so it's definitely important, though, to seek professional advice and not do this on your own. Because
right.
It's just not, wouldn't be safe.
Right, and you really need to tell your doctor. You know, a lot of people won't tell their doctors what they're on because they're either embarrassed or they think their doctor's going to, you know, put them down for it, which, you know, sometimes does happen.
Right.
But it's really important, especially, you know, in situations where people are undergoing surgery and things like that, because it can increase, you know, the bleeding time, and it can also interfere with anesthetics. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people should let their doctors know what they're on.
Exactly, right. So what other types of, besides the herbal supplements, you prescribe to your, not really prescribe, but you advise to your patients, would yoga be one of them and different things like that?
In our clinic, we have acupuncture, we have massage,
okay,
we have yoga classes, and the nice thing about our yoga classes is they're small and they're really geared to people who may not be, you know, in the greatest of shape, who may have chronic medical problems.
Okay. This is all within your clinic?
It's all within our clinic.
Oh, so they don't have to go anywhere else?
No.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, and we have a nutritionist, and we have two absolutely wonderful therapists who teach meditation.
Okay.
Mindfulness meditation. And what else do we have? And, we just got a psychologist who's working with us. His name's Dr. Dean Schrock. He's actually nationally known. He's written a book.
Okay.
And he's with us, and he specializes in guided imagery.
Oh, okay.
So, which is a particular benefit to anyone, but to our cancer patients. It's been really fantastic.
Wow, that's really great. It truly is a whole mind, body, and spiritual or soul type atmosphere where you're being treated. It's not just, here's a prescription and go on your way and do it everything on your own.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people, I don't give them anything other than, you know, prescribe acupuncture, massage, nutritional changes, that sort of thing. And so it's usually small changes that make a very big difference.
Right. And actually, Blaise is in our studios, and she has a question, actually, for
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
People generally think of herbal supplements as, natural, but does that necessarily mean that they're safe? Like, as with any medication that you take, whether it's, prescription-based or over-the-counter, there are negative side effects.
Certainly.
But you never hear of the negative side effects of herbal supplements other than, possible interactions.
Right.
What is your take on that?
Oh, yeah, there definitely can be negative side effects, negative and definitely drug interactions, and natural doesn't necessarily mean safe. And I think that certainly when you mix them up, you can get into all kinds of trouble. So, yeah, no, natural is not safe.
Thanks, Blaise.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for the answer, Dr. Miller. could you go through some of the types of different illnesses, maybe, and say what would be good for that, or is it an individual type thing? There's no generalization for anyone.
Well, it's it's individual. There's some simple things that people may be interested in knowing.
Okay.
That they can think about in their own lives and their own diets that can make a humongous difference.
Okay.
People are always worried about different cancers and how they can prevent those things, and they'll go to great lengths to take these different herbs and whatever. But there's just some simple things that can make a big difference, such as there's this flaxseed.
Okay.
Flaxseed is one of those things that it's good for you.
Right.
Especially when it's ground up. And I'm not talking about flax oil. I'm talking about flax seed. And there is this amazing study that I learned about several months ago called the Flax Muffin Study. And it was a study that was done in Canada. It would only be done in Canada. But anyway, they took 30 women who had breast cancer. And they divided them into two groups. And one group got flaxseed muffins, and the other just got bran muffins. And they did a biopsy when they first got diagnosed and got started on the muffins, and they did another biopsy 30 days later. And what they found out was in the women who were given the flaxseed muffins, the activity level of their breast cancer went down 30%.
Wow.
The women who had HERS2 receptors, which, HERS2 receptor cancer can be more aggressive,
mm-hmm.
their activity level in their cancer cells went down 70%.
Wow.
In 30 days.
Now, flaxseed, that's an omega-3 fatty acid, right?
Well, it's omega-3 and omega-6.
Oh, and omega-6. Oh, okay. Now, that's the flaxseed, it looks like almost like a grain type thing, right? Like a granola or...
Yeah, there's small seeds, and
you
should grind them up.
Oh, okay. Well, some come grinded, though, don't they? Or
yeah, you can get them ground
right,
up.
Right, okay.
Or you grind them in a coffee grinder.
Okay. Right, and actually, I mean, you could add them to anything, though, too, right? You could add it to pasta if you wanted, or
you can put it in
cereal,
salad.
Right?
It's good in salad. It's good in a smoothie.
Right. Good.
The kind of thing that's so easy. And the other thing that we've noted is that, vitamin D is another one of those things.
Okay.
That you think that you take it for granted that you probably get enough either in, supplemented foods or in the sunlight. But we've been finding that many people are vitamin D deficient.
Okay.
And that that it's really worth getting your vitamin D levels checked, because low vitamin D levels has been correlated with an increase in prostate cancer.
Now, vitamin D obviously would be in milk. What else, or
right.
dairy? What else would you find?
It's in the sun.
Right, but all dermatologists are telling you to stay out of the sun.
Exactly, and we've listened so that we're using sunscreen.
Right.
And so it's not getting, we're not processing vitamin D properly, and there's so many people who have low vitamin D levels. And it's that, again, you can supplement with a vitamin.
Right. And now, is there a certain amount of milligrams that they should take? Or?
It depends. What I would suggest to people, everyone who's, perimenopause, even men in, the 50 age range, get their vitamin D level checked first before they start taking a ton of vitamin D.
Okay. Now, is that normally done when blood work is checked, or is that something you would have to ask for specifically? Or
Yeah, you would need to ask for it specifically.
Okay.
And, we've been finding some fibromyalgia patients are low in vitamin D, and when you supplement their vitamin D, they actually do better.
Okay.
So,
right. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, it's like little things like that
right.
are amazing.
And how about vitamin B6? What is that? What's that good for?
Well, you know, that's great for PMS. And
okay.
The B vitamins, you know, there's some question about whether they'll help lower homocysteine levels. And so, you know, in terms of increasing your risk of heart disease, homocysteine levels may do that, increase levels.
Okay.
And so there's some question whether they will help with that or not. We don't know for sure.
Right.
Especially, so, you know, it's, you know, may help in terms of preventing colon cancer and heart disease.
Okay. And how about garlic? Now, that has been known to decrease arterial sclerosis.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Again, garlic is one of those things you have to be careful.
Okay.
Because, you know, especially like if you're undergoing chemotherapy or something like that, you would not want to be taking garlic pills because they can interfere with the chemo.
Okay.
Same thing with radiation therapy. And that's another important thing. People think that when they have cancer and they're undergoing chemo and radiation, they should be taking a lot of vitamins and antioxidants. But they may actually interfere with the chemotherapy and the radiation therapy.
Here's my question. Now, you know this, obviously, because, well, you're a medical doctor, but you studied integrative medicine. Now, the doctors that did not study integrative medicine, would they know that the garlic would interfere with that? Or is that...
Yes, they would.
They would. Okay, good.
The oncologist would know that.
Okay, good.
In fact, they'll tell them not to. But, you know, a lot of people don't think to tell them to ask about it and think that they're doing a good thing by taking it on their own.
Right. And they do have garlic supplements, too, that people may be taking. And like you said, it's so important to let your doctor know that you are taking them.
Yeah. But I can tell you a good garlic study.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
This is a funny one. They did a study on some South American soldiers who had... athlete's feet. Garlic is a really good antifungal agent.
Really?
They made this paste and they gave it to them for a week to put on their feet, and their athlete's feet went away.
Really? No, wait, where was that study done?
Smelly feet. This was in South America.
And how many people were studied, you know?
I don't know, like 15. But I thought that was a really funny study.
Wow. I wonder, that's interesting, though. I wonder, you know, if it was done again, or I don't know. I mean, is it possible that it was just something that happened?
Oh, no, I think it works. It probably works.
And it was a garlic paste?
Yeah, it was a garlic paste.
Wow.
Of course, you know, I prefer Lamisil or something like that. But
do you know how often they had to put it on their feet?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Anyway, I thought that was a good study. That was a funny one.
What other kind of foods are there that... Well, you mentioned the flaxseed and the...
Well, you know, people wonder about soy and breast cancer.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's, you know, an interesting topic because, you know, there have been studies done, and soy, when given to, you know, young girls, probably may help prevent breast cancer. It also helps prevent prostate cancer.
Okay.
However, it may interfere with tamoxifen, and it also, you know, it's probably not something you'd want to take if you were post-breast cancer, if you're... you know, a woman who's already been treated for breast cancer. Not that you can't ever have it, but you would only want to, you know, have minimal amounts.
Now, why is that? What would it
cause? Because there's some question about whether it acts like estrogen and binds to estrogen.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a plant estrogen, phytoestrogen.
Right, okay.
So, you know, but for young girls and for, you know, men, it's a very good thing.
Okay, good.
It also, you know, another thing people don't realize is it may interfere with their thyroid medication. Soy may.
Okay. It may interfere?
Yeah, and decrease its effectiveness.
Wow, okay.
So, that's another interesting food.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just so many little things that people can do just by adjusting their diet and eating a healthy diet that can improve their health. There's other things they can do, you know, like that people don't even think of because it's so simple and it's not a pill and they can do it on their own. But something like meditation is so effective. Just meditating 15 minutes three times a week can lower your blood pressure, improve your insulin sensitivity. It, you know, improves your overall sense of well-being. And it's just great for your health. And, you know, patients of mine that I've started meditating, they actually are able to bring their blood pressures down.
That's great. Now, you teach that in your clinic, right? You have somebody
yes.
that helps them
yes,
with that?
Yes, but, you know, anyone can do meditation on their own. There's a zillion tapes out there.
Right, that's true, yeah.
And CDs, and there's some people that would just prefer doing it on their own, and what they can do is they can go to any, you know, bookstore or online and get, like, a 15-minute meditation, guided meditation CD. And it's really extremely effective. It also is really good for people with chronic pain. Cut their pain level down significantly. It may not get rid of it, but, you know, if their pain level's on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 6, they could probably bring it down to at least a 3 or a 2.
Wow.
Just by meditating.
That's great. Actually, Blaze is here, and she has another question for you.
Hello.
Hi.
I was under the impression that any product with soy in it is not good for men to take, considering that it is similar to estrogen. But then, based on what you just said, you're saying that, you know, it is recommended for men to take it because it would reduce the risk of prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. Can
you? For the same reason.
I'm sorry?
For that reason.
Okay.
Because it's plant estrogen, and because, you know, it actually, you know, what we used to treat prostate cancer with was estrogen.
So it wouldn't, in essence, increase their estrogen level and decrease their testosterone, because, of course, men are concerned with that.
Right. No, you know, you couldn't do it with just eating soy.
Oh, okay.
But it is good for men.
That's good to know.
If they'll eat it.
Yeah, exactly. After you tell them it has estrogen in it. Thank you.
It's a you know, phytoestrogen, plant estrogen. Yes.
Dr. Miller, what about the acupuncture? Now, you don't perform that, do you? You have somebody
no,
in your
clinic
that does that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And does that help with pain as well, as much as the meditation?
It can. Mm-hmm. It can be extremely effective. There's some things that acupuncture are good for that people don't even realize, like, you know, stress incontinence. You know, as we get older, our bladders mm-hmm. are not as strong. And there are a lot of people taking medication for that, but actually acupuncture can be extremely effective in improving bladder control.
Wow.
Don't ask me how it works, but it does. And it's great for irritable bowel.
Okay.
It's great for chronic pain. There are a lot of things. Oh, great for, like, you know, people that want to decrease their appetite. Some acupuncturists will be able to give them something that's like a seed they put in the ear that they can squeeze to reduce their appetite or to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So acupuncture can be extremely effective.
Now, all of these different entities are done together or separately and or together, say meditation, acupuncture, yoga. It could be one or the other or all of them,
right?
Oh,
all of them, yeah. Okay. Yoga is another one that, mm-hmm. you know, particularly in women who've recently had a mastectomy in terms of improving the range of motion of their upper chest and arms, yoga has been found to be extremely effective. But you could, if you had a patient like that, you could prescribe yoga. You could prescribe acupuncture, not in that area, of course, but and you could have massage. You could have all those things for that one patient. Obviously
right.
not simultaneously, but, yeah, all those modalities
right.
can help.
That's so great, though, that everything's together. It's like one stop in your clinic, right? No one has to go anywhere else. Everything is right there.
It is.
That's
right
great.
Here.
Wow.
But, you know, we doesn't matter whether they come here or they go to someone else.
That's true, right.
Just the fact that they're doing it.
Exactly, right.
And these simple things that don't even involve any medicine or herbs make a huge difference. And so, you know, it's good when people can think outside the box and maybe try some of these things. And they're really benign. Even the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute,
mm-hmm.
put out a consensus statement about acupuncture and how it can be very beneficial, especially to patients who are undergoing chemotherapy because it reduces nausea.
Oh, wow. That's
so.
Do you find patients resistant to trying different things, or are they open to trying everything?
Well, when people come to us, it's because they're open.
Okay, right.
So, you know, I have not encountered in our patients, I've not encountered much resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be here.
Right.
But
now, integrative medicine, it's obviously all over the United States practicing it, but do you find maybe one part of the country more involved with integrative medicine than other parts, or?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Our fellowship had people from not just all over this country, but all over the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We had people from Japan, South America, all over. And there are fellows in almost every state in the country.
Is there a way that somebody can find out who practices integrative medicine?
You know, there is a web. If you go to our fellowship website,
okay,
which is integrativemedicine.arizona.edu, you can. There is a way to find out there's a map that will tell you where there are other people practicing integrative medicine. What I'll do is when I send you an article for the web for your website,
okay,
I'll find where you can.
Oh, great! That would be great.
Where
yeah.
you can locate the map.
Okay, that'd be excellent because the whole concept of integrative medicine is so great, but then people may think, well, where do I go to have this doctor, you know, who practices it?
Right. Well, I know there's quite a few on the East Coast, and there's quite a few in New York.
Right, okay.
So
that's good.
Anybody from New York listening, which is probably everybody, there
right.
are places. So I will give the link to the map.
Oh, great. Okay. And if anybody wants to get more information about your Triune Clinic, can they go to a website?
Yes, it's www.triunemed.com.
Okay.
And I'll give you that website address too.
Oh, great. Okay. That's great. And you're in Medford, Oregon, right?
Medford, Oregon.
Is that outside of Portland or is
Oh,
that...
yes.
Oh, okay. I'm not from my sister-in-law actually lives out there, but I've never been out there yet to visit her.
We're at the border of California.
Oh, okay.
So we're just, you know, just about as far south as you can get in Oregon.
Right. Now, you taught actually out in New York, right? In
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, right. Are you from New York originally?
No, I'm from Chicago, but my husband's from Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, great.
So, yeah, I was at Stony Brook for a while.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
And I still have friends out there.
Oh, good. Okay, to sum up everything that you just talked about in the matter of maybe 1 minute, what would you say to the listeners out there?
I think that, you know, if you're looking for an approach to medicine that is really geared to you personally, that focuses on you as a person, body, mind, and spirit, that addresses your beliefs, your concerns, and your personal needs, integrative medicine is for you. So basically, integrative medicine is good medicine.
Great.
For anybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Dr. Miller, thank you so very much. And
sure.
For more information, you can go to triunemed.com for Dr. Miller's information and the website for integrative medicine physicians will be on the Health and 30 website.
Right. I will give you the link.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much. And that wraps it up for today. To contact Dr. Miller, go to triunemed.com. Next week, join us. Dr. Rob Danoff, MSN and Discovery Health's expert, will be here to answer your questions. Together, we'll bring you the latest medical news and information. Don't forget to go to healthin30.com, healthin30.com. Thanks. Have a great week. See you next week. Another magic.